Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Round number two of the Democrats' Nothing Burger impeachment hearings are underway. It began with the Republicans yet again being given the shaft when it comes to calling witnesses.
Mr. Chairman, pursuant to Clause 2 of Rule 11, I move to require the attendance and testimony of chairmanship before this committee and transmit this letter accordingly. Just a reminder, any no votes, you don't want chairmanship coming, correct?
The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Nadler.
Aye.
But when it comes to President Trump's objection to be pulled into Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler's circus, the Democrats use that as a means to hold President Trump in obstruction of Congress.
This committee has voted to impeach two presidents for obstructing justice. We have voted to impeach one president for obstructing a congressional investigation. To the extent that President Trump's conduct fits these categories, there is precedent for recommending impeachment here.
The argument comparing Trump to Nixon is laughable, as President Trump wasn't part of a conspiracy to break into the DNC headquarters. Yet the mysterious death of Seth Rich, Hillary's breach of our national security, the technocracy in DNC's CrowdStrike debacle, and countless other Democratic abuses of power continue to go unanswered.
There's a difference between requesting investigations and a quid pro quo. You need to stick the landing on the quid pro quo. You need to get the evidence to support it. It might be out there, I don't know, but it's not in this record.
Nadler presented a panel of never-Trumper legal scholars led by Soros-linked legal counsel Norm Elson to use their imaginations to do as Schiff had done at the beginning of the impeachment inquiry, defraud the American people.
Imagine that the president had said, will you do us a favor, will you investigate Joe Biden? And the president of Ukraine said, you know what? No, I won't, because we've already looked into this and it's totally baseless. The president would still have committed an impeachable act, even if he had been refused right there on the phone.
If Washington were here today, if he were joined by Madison and Hamilton and other framers, what do you believe they would say if presented with the evidence before us about President Trump's conduct?
I believe the framers would identify President Trump's conduct as exactly the kind of abuse of office, high crime and misdemeanor that they were worried about, and they would want the House of Representatives to take appropriate action and to impeach.
And they would find obstruction of justice, obstruction of Congress, and abuse of power, or some of them?
I believe that if the evidence supported those things in their minds, and if Congress determines that that is what the evidence means, then they would believe strongly that that's what Congress ought to do.
To in some way insinuate on a live mic with a lot of people listening that the founding fathers would have found President Trump guilty is just simply malpractice in this with these facts before us. That is just simply pandering to a camera. That is simply just not right. I mean, this is amazing. We can disagree. What's amazing on this committee is we don't even disagree on the facts. We cannot even find a fact right now where that is not going through the public testimony and also even the transcripts and all. It is not. Mr. Turley, are we going to deputize somebody between now and the founders end of the jury pool here?
Well, first of all, only I will speak for James Madison. we all will speak for James Madison with about the same level of accuracy. I do find it rather surprising that you would have George Washington in this jury pool. I would strike him for cause. George Washington was the first guy to raise extreme executive privilege claims. He had a rather robust view of what a president could say. If you were going to make a case to George Washington that you could impeach over a conversation he had with another head of state, I expect his hair, his powdered hair, would catch on fire.
Fortunately, George Washington law professor and constitutional expert Jonathan Turley was there to bring the cold reality to the Nadler crew's fantastical abuse of power.
What I would caution the committee is that these crimes have meaning. It gives me no joy to disagree with my colleagues here, and I really don't have a dog in this fight. But you can't accuse a president of bribery. And then when some of us note that the Supreme Court has rejected your type of boundless interpretation, say, well, it's just impeachment. We really don't
have... Let's stop right there. This is a longer report John Bound did. We don't have time to air the last 3 minutes or so, but listen. It's at Infowars.com. It's at band.video in the John Bound section. I'm going to send it out in the newsletter email today. It needs to go viral. That's why they're blocking everybody on Facebook, Twitter, and Google, so they can get away with these criminal attacks. We need to get these videos out. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. No sales in our history can even approach this. Triple Patriot points. Store-wide free shipping, 50 to 70% off. And when you add auto ship to it on the order, a lot of these products become loss leaders, meaning I'm losing money on them, but bringing in capital so I can fund ourselves into next year. It is critical for folks to take advantage of these sales. If you've ever been on the fence trying some of the products like the protein bars or Turbo Force and the fish oil, now is the time. We've got huge specials on DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week. Now, a lot of these sales will continue through Christmas, but some of them have to end because the products are selling out. InfoWarsStore.com funds the InfoWar. Thank you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday program. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I was going to get into a big story about Vladimir Putin in this segment, but I've had some breaking news I'm going to have to deal with. I'm going to have to go off air for a while now. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that everything the system is doing is to stun your awareness and dumb you down so they can herd you and treat you like an animal. And if you act like an animal, and if you submit to the system like that, you get in this infantile position where you just expect the system to take care of you. And anybody that gets in the way of that, that doesn't want the system to take care of us, enslave us, that you then attack those people, you're never going to find the utopia you're looking for. And I know this awesome audience fully understands that. And we started the broadcast with a piece that Darren McBreen put out, just the latest boil down of leftists acting like unhinged, vicious, evil, demonic creatures. And it ties into a report that Paul Watson has put out that's up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And again, I know you're awake, but this isn't a spectator sport. We need to get Watson's report out and in front of everybody, because each one of these critical pieces of information is game-changing. Now, we have Ezra Levant of Rebel Media that's done so much great work, not just here in the U.S., not just in Canada, not just in Europe, but all over the world, to get his take on where the planet is right now and some big breaking news. So he's going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. I intend to open the phones up in the third hour. And I want to get next segment to this report. Putin, in some countries, the word mother is being replaced. How big a statement that is, and why that's so important on so many levels. So we're going to cover that next segment. But I meant to get to this last hour, and I'm trying to get more of these important clips in here because it's really important. And we are having arrested development, the infantization or the infantilization of popular culture. And that's really what the minions of the left and who they are and what they're like. So let's go ahead and roll that report.
Why do you think that the relentless parade of vapid comic book superhero movies remains so popular? Alan Moore, creator of the iconic comic books From Hell and V for Vendetta, was roundly condemned by, surprise, surprise, the very people he was referring to when he dared voice an unsayable truth. The reason comic book superhero movies are so popular is because an entire generation of 30-something millennials and even some Gen Xers have chosen to freeze their brains in a state of permanent adolescence. The West is overrun by fragile man-babies regressing back to their childhoods because of their sheer terror at the prospect of adulthood. What exactly did Alan Moore say? I think the impact of superheroes on popular culture is both tremendously embarrassing and not a little worrying. While these characters were originally perfectly suited to stimulating the imaginations of their 12 or 13-year-old audience, today's franchised Ubermenschen, aimed at a supposedly adult audience, seemed to be serving some kind of different function and fulfilling different needs. Primarily, mass-market superhero movies seem to be abetting an audience who do not wish to relinquish their grip on A, their relatively reassuring childhoods, or B, the relatively reassuring 20th century.
What am I gonna do if it doesn't? He's shaking!
Moore went on to point out that superhero movies made for children, remaining so popular amongst adults, is not only an indictment of the increasingly infantilized nature of the individual, it's another telltale sign that our culture in general is mired in a state of insipid stagnation. The continuing popularity of these movies to me suggests some kind of deliberate self-imposed state of emotional arrest combined with a numbing condition of cultural stasis that can be witnessed in comics, movies, popular music, and indeed right across the cultural spectrum. Alan Moore is right. We've all been socially engineered to overshare, to become emotionally incontinent, blubbering, testosterone-deficient wrecks, to the point where we can barely handle reality, and react by sucking our thumbs and embracing the cotton wool infancy of superhero safe spaces. But Paul, you loved The Joker. That's a superhero comic book movie. No, it isn't. It's a deeply disturbing, intimate origin story that's nothing whatsoever like, for example, the Marvel movies. Joker is for adults. Marvel movies are for children. Martin Scorsese is right. Superhero comic book films are not cinema. They're theme parks inside cinema. And theme parks are for children. Star Wars. That's also for children. When I was growing up in the late 80s and early 90s, the only people who liked Star Wars were kids below the age of 12. Notice how an army of woke cum-brains rush to the defense of this guy because they're also mental juveniles stuck in a permanent state of stunted adolescence.
Bruh.
No one with a fully developed prefrontal cortex should get this emotional over a children's movie. It's not normal adult behavior. And sure, I can look forward to seeing a movie, an adult movie, because Star Wars is for children, but the only time when I can ever remember getting this excited over consuming a product was when I was about 7 years old.
Bruh.
Crying over the anticipation of consuming a product is for children. The 38-year-old consumer doesn't ask questions, just consumes product and then gets excited for next products, thinks watching comic book movies is doing politics, political views appeal to no one other than other consumers, political views entirely focused around being vindictive towards people who were mean to him in high school in 1997, poor white people are suffering in the Midwest, should have consumed the correct product, thinks everyone else's political opinions, both to the left and right of him, are based simply on chauvinistic biases, which he obviously does not have, unironically thinks doing video reviews of movies for children is a significant contribution to society. Halloween! That's for children. But every year, adult Americans appear to become more obsessed and start preparing earlier and earlier for something that's clearly meant for kids. For children. Throwing violent tantrums because you didn't get your food.
Fistfights, car crashes, even a murder. Yeah, this is going to sound pretty ridiculous, but all of that is over a chicken sandwich.
All because you didn't get it quick enough.
You got no sex whatsoever? No. I want sex whatsoever. Where's my sex whatsoever?
That's for children throwing violent hissy fits because you didn't get the opportunity to consume a product quick enough. That's for children emotional support pets. That's for children. The rise in popularity of adult colouring books. That's for children. Pretending to be a baby in diapers while frolicking around in a playpen to satiate you and your boyfriend's weird fetish.
Age play is not sexually stimulating to me in any way, shape, or form.
That's not for children. Millennials are so innately infantile that they had to invent a word to remind them how to behave like adults. Adulting. To carry out one or more of the duties and responsibilities expected of fully developed individuals, paying off that credit card debt, settling beef without blasting social media, etc., exclusively used by those who adult less than 50% of the time. Inventing words to make normal adult behavior sound like some kind of astounding achievement just to make yourself feel special. That's for children. It's not just movies, but also TV shows that are becoming increasingly more lowbrow to meet the needs of a sophomoric audience. Comedy and late night shows, which once at least reached for some pretense of sophistication, now reduced to puerile, immature nonsense. Toilet humor that up until...
Okay, folks, I had to go off air here. I wanted to hear that report anyway, because we have such huge news that I've been working on behind the scenes, and I'm not ready to break this. We may break it today, but just...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Humanity is at such an incredible crossroads that we can all feel it. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of anger out there. Because what's going on this planet's not natural. I meet people almost every day who've had family die from fentanyl overdoses that have been added to what people think is Vicodin or what they think is opium or heroin. You know, it's not just Eric Bolling's son that thought he was taking some pain pills and it had fentanyl in it. You can't walk 5 feet without running into somebody that's died from it. And that's the Chinese government hitting us with a chemical weapon. We'll talk about that with Ezra Levant and a lot more next segment. And Trump is trying to block it. And the Democrats that run MS-13 and all this, they're shipping it in, they're pissed. That's why Nancy Pelosi calls MS-13 God's children. Because God's children is the main group. That's, according to her, that's what I guess we should call MS-13 God's children now. It's a nice name for them. Kind of a sick joke, isn't it? And my lawyer that I had like 6 years ago that I ran back into, a good friend that I hadn't talked to in a few years, his son died the same day his mother died. They got the call 5 minutes later that they found his son dead in college. Somebody had put fentanyl in the heroin. And people just bring it up to you everywhere. You just, oh, yeah, my cousin, my wife, my husband died of fentanyl last month. And you're like, oh, really? I was like, death everywhere. You don't hear anything about that. I mean, it's killing millions of people a year. Guns kill 24,000. Half of those are suicides. A couple hundred are what they call mass shootings. Still terrible, but, boy, they personalize those dead people. And then blame you as a gun owner that somebody did something wrong with a tool. And then millions and millions dead. You know, they say it's hundreds of thousands of fentanyl a year, the hundreds of thousands of this type and that type. But you add it all together and complications, it's in the millions. And it's all being done on purpose. It's all being done on purpose. They want us drugged out of our minds. You know, I almost started the show with this. It really is the most important news. And now we're just out of time. Or is there really a way to cover this properly? See, I'm not trying to build suspense. If I just mention this article and just half-ass cover it, I'm not doing justice to it. I need to tie everything into it and talk about why it's so important. And if I can't do that just right, then I'm not going to do it. And I'm not complaining. Had my mind all focused and ready to lay this out. It was all crystal clear. The angles, the systems, the decision we have to make. An important speech that I wouldn't spend a week writing. I just write in my mind from the truth. But it got blown to bits. That's not a problem with important stuff brought to me during the break. But I'm going to try to reconvene my thoughts around this, and I'll probably never cover it, actually. But that's not a problem, because even something just as big in the same area came in during the break that's very exciting and very incredible. And not an X-Files episode, but the real world. And we have it confirmed. And we have the documents. And we have the witnesses to what they're doing to the homeless in Austin with microchips. You don't just think the mayor gave them a former hotel and a warehouse and everything paid for free for no reason. They're now testing, doing medical experiments on them. And once they get them in there as a re-education camps, really what it is, what they do in Latin America and Africa and the Middle East, these re-education centers, they scan and they check people and their backgrounds and who they are. And these companies, quote, take people under their wing. They find out they've got assets they don't know about. They find out they don't have family. They find out who they are. And then they're signing up to go to nicer gigs. And they do medical experiments on them. Of course they do. I mean, do you just think they injected poor whites in Appalachia and poor blacks in Alabama for 40-some years secretly with syphilis and had them spread it to hundreds of thousands, and that was the only thing they did? No, there's thousands of declassified lethal studies done. And, man, they're doing it all over. And because we've reached a point where people just can't handle it anymore. And so it's the whole nine yards. You know, there are white vans going around picking people up. And they're taking them to the FEMA camps. Remember, Hillary said we need fun camps for American men. And there are these reclamation centers where they help you and they get you cleaned up and they help, you know, see who you are and find out supposedly. Now, troublemakers go to another area after they've been processed. And this was all in Obama's executive orders. And they would use the term re-education camp. Remember that Army document? And they're even telling the people, oh, this is a small beta test. By next year, it's going to be much bigger. And they're getting ready for a total economic collapse. And millions of people per FEMA sector to be processed through and to beta test. They're doing it with the homeless. And, of course, they're doing it in a UN Mutualization Treaty city where remember Schwarzenegger a few years ago said, oh, we're going to get climate change taxes through at the city level because they couldn't get the countries to do it. And it's illegal to do it. But remember when Loretta Lynch almost left office? When Obama was almost gone and it was in the mainstream news, she wants the UN to take over policing and the UN to be in our local cities. The UN has contracts and is priming the pump with indigents, homeless, who can contract their rights away, basically as indentured servants. And so they put the fentanyl on the street. There's killing people all over the place. Then the solution is they bring in the UN. And then they fund it all with people signing on for medical experimentation and microchipping them. Oh, and I almost forgot the best part. The UN is run by Communist China, who standardized the face scanning and the controls and all of it. So that was another discussion I had during the last break. And I'm not complaining. I'm just, you know, it's kind of like I'm a police murder investigator and they're digging up 10 kids in this yard and five in this yard. And while I'm trying to dig up the next group of dead bodies, they go, oh, we just found 25 more across the street over here. And it's just more, 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 more. And mayors are going, yeah, there are white vans and kids missing. And people, my neighbor saw them grab kids and the homeless are, what's going on here? Yeah, it's called evil and it's called just the background noise as they bring us into an artificial civil war, martial law, and it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer what they're planning. They've got all the different Soros armies ready with their petrol bombs, with their Molotov cocktails ready to burn America down when they give the order. Stay with us. you want to break some globalist ribs, you want to crush some skulls politically, you want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually, there's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now. Here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and
I'm working on some just gigantic, unbelievable stories that are like something out of the X-Files, dealing with microchipping of homeless, medical experiments, FEMA camps. This stuff is just incredible, and it's all going on right under our noses as they get ready to try to implode the economy and bring in civil war. The Democrats admit that. You know, they've talked about plunging the economy to get rid of Trump. You've got the ongoing impeachment where they're going to impeach the president in the House. That's indicting. And people say, oh, there's no evidence. He won't have any problems with the Senate. I believe they're going to trigger civil war violence during that period, and they're going to trigger racial events and false flags to ram this through. You can feel it. You can see it. It's a very, very serious time. We also have the UN officially adopting the communist Chinese system for the Internet and for a digital world ID. And Ezra Levant, investigative journalist and a man that founded and runs Rebel Media and so many other great organizations, is going to be joining us just in a moment. And this comes full circle back to this. You need to do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. The products are amazing. The prices are fantastic. And it funds this operation. We have a lot of products that have been sold out that are now back in stock, like the Super Silver Skin Cream that has the patented nano silver to create that defense shield that's comfortable and nice for your skin, with the hyaluronic acid and with a bunch of other vitamins and minerals. And women love this. Women are probably 30% of our audience, but it's mainly women that buy this up. It's got 5-star reviews because they go, wow, this is really a high-end skin cream for about half the price of a tube that you would get this big at some place like Ulta, because they mark it up 5 times. We only mark it up 150%. Then we discount it. It's only marked up less than 100%. So it's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. 25% off the Super Silver Wound Gel. We have it in the 1 ounce, and we have it in the 3.4 ounces. The 3.4 ounces have been sold out, but they are now back in stock. That's the 1 ounce. You see the three-pack of the 1 ounces there. That's also a great way to check that out as well. That's a great stocking stuffer. But whatever you do, just commit to spreading the word. They're shutting down almost everybody else. It's incredible what's happening, and we need to be on air. Regardless of what happens. And it's going to come down to the last man standing. I don't want to be in that position. And it's good to know that Ezra Levant's out there with Rebel Media. It's good to know that Gab McGinnis has got his freespeech.tv. It's good to know that, we've got folks out there like the Daily Caller. Fox is getting worse and worse because the deep state is making its move on everybody with levels of harassment that are unprecedented. So, Triple Patriot points, the biggest ever right now. That's 15% off on your next order. Store-wide free shipping, 50 to 70% off. These are the biggest sales ever. We're selling a lot of stuff at cost just to move it through the year so we can move in the next year in the black into 2020. And we need to sell a lot of product to stay in the game because we're self-funded. We don't have Soros or other globalist sugar daddies. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You saw them in the impeachment hearings. Saying we should be shut down and bragging about Roger Stone being arrested and saying we're enemies and, that she doesn't know George Soros. She's just the key board member on his main foundation, and she doesn't know about globalism. She writes for theglobalist.com. Fiona Hill that we first exposed. It's total lying. It's total deception. And when I say we're really the tip of the spear under massive attack, that's not hype. That's the truth. And my problem is I'm rising to the occasion and have more energy and more focus than ever, but I am like a bull in a china shop. But you know what? I'm awake. At least I'm fighting back, and I know you are as well. So step up and get great products you already need. Fund our operation. Get the best deals ever. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. And again, we have DNA Force Plus. It'll sell out before Christmas. Won't get more until probably February with the PQQ, the CoQ10. And it's got all the other great ingredients that are so good for your cells, create new mitochondria inside your cells. It's all patented. It's all proven. It's all admitted. You get that 50% off, Triple Patriot points, and a free bottle of Brain Force Plus, our best-selling nootropic. That is right at a loss leader, even though it's going to sell out. I won't have some for months. I want you to see how great it is. So take advantage of the DNA Force Plus with the free bottle. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Ezra Levant joins us. I am so wound up right now. Ezra Levant is with RebelNews.com and still on Twitter for now at Ezra Levant on Twitter. And I wanted to get him on about a host of issues, but I said, hey, send me other topics you want to get into. Well, most guests will send you 2 or 3 things. He sent me like 30 things. They're all right on the same page I'm on because he gets it. He's in the zeitgeist as well. But I knew about the government trying to shut down his news service and Trudeau trying to do it. How un-Canadian is that? How un-Western is that? How un-American is that? I mean, how dangerous? And guess what? Trudeau lost. But again, of course, he should never have tried to shut down Rebel that Soros and others have funded lawsuits against, just like us. So Ezra Levant joins us to get into that and just how dark the days are for free speech. And where is Trump standing up to the censorship? Love Trump to death, but my God, this is a dereliction of duty. Ezra, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, it's a pleasure to be here. You said it's un-Canadian censorship. Unfortunately, it's too Canadian because unlike you, we don't have the First Amendment to protect us. And if you think it's bad here, well, you know our friend Tommy Robinson in the United Kingdom, who's literally been put in prison in solitary confinement several times for doing journalism that would be unremarkable in America. And finally, I've been looking at how social media censorship in China is directly connected to the police state. And I feel that that's the slope. I mean, we are about 5 years worse than you. The UK is about 5 years worse into the future than us. And China today is the direction we're headed in if we don't change the course we're on.
Communist China is where we're going. The UN, I'll show these documents when we come back, they admit that they've signed on to China to help create the model for all of us. So where is China now? That's where we're going. And where is China going to go? What's the next step?
Yeah, well, I mean, China has perfected the surveillance state. But the trouble is they have one of the world's leading telecommunications companies. It truly rivals Google. It's called Huawei. And they're actually world leaders in 5G technology. So they're building the internet and cell phone backbone, not just in China, but around the world. Who would be crazy enough to let the communist Chinese government put communications hardware into your home, your country, your police service, your military? I think that in the olden days, they had to plant a bug or a camera in your house or office. Now we're literally signing up for Huawei to bug us all the time. I think it's a genuine worry. And the example of what China did to the African Union office in that country, in that continent, is something we can talk about over the next, however much time you have today, Alan.
Well, hopefully you can stay with us at the bottom of the next hour. I'd intended to take calls next hour, but you're right in line with the breaking news, original research we're working on that is just so insane. And so I want to keep you with us to walk through this. But we're going to break in a minute, but just the outrageousness of the prime minister of your country trying to take you off the air and all the persecution. Again, you're not a victim. You're an overcomer. But there's probably not anybody else out there that's been persecuted as much as we have media-wise except you. They are really scared of you.
Well, I mean, thank God I haven't been thrown in prison like our friend Tommy Robinson has in the United Kingdom. But again, that's because they don't have a First Amendment and they're disarmed. So I regret that the land of Churchill, the land of the great British Empire, is now disarmed. And I regret to say a lot of Brits are passive. I don't think Winston Churchill would recognize his own country. The people that fought the Battle of Britain and held the line against the Nazis, they are now allowing themselves to be censored and silenced. I find it terrifying. And so whenever I visit the UK, I come back and I think, oh, my God, we have to preserve what we have now or it'll get worse. And you wouldn't even believe what's going on in Canada. But we can talk about what's happening in China.
That's right. You've been around the world promoting freedom and you face the tyrants head on. We'll talk about it all.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You know, if you're awake and you're informed and you're engaged, you know things are urgent. And things have gone from urgent now to I'm physically having urges to do physical things. And I don't even mean violence, but I'm going to, you know, go down and start just demonstrating at all different types of leftist and globalist points. I mean, you've seen me. I've been a lot more active lately, already out in the streets. So is our crew. Just because now is the time for maximum action. And you cannot underestimate how there is a collapse of all of our Western values, all the basic freedoms that we fought so hard for, and how dangerous it is every time those values are forsaken. And when you think about the persecution of journalists, and when you think about the persecution of independent media, And you think about the rollout of this and the assault on nation states and the assault on borders and the assault on families and Putin having to defend the word mother because all over the world they're saying don't say mother. And you think that's like a cult, isn't it? It's beyond a cult. And you think, well, that's because the left's insane. Well, they want total power. And we've always done what they've said and submitted to them like they're the moral authority. And so at a certain point, the dam is broken. So Ezra Levant of RebelNews.com has had a bird's eye, crow's nest view of all this. And you were wanting to get into China first, and I'm glad you do. Chinese tech groups shaping UN facial recognition standards. Financial Times, China brings in mandatory facial recognition on mobile phone users. The UN's looking at it as a global ID system for global governance. I mean, this is mainstream news here. So they've gone from denying world government to, yeah, we're going to face scan you to buy and sell, and China has got the model. And, you know, they got millions of people in literal death camps. And Ezra Levant, the left is in bed with China. We have the Washington Post headline, Xi Jinping needs to destroy Trump to save America. I mean, it's like a Twilight Zone episode where the Chi-Coms have killed way more than Stalin or Hitler or Lenin combined of their own poor people. And now they're the pantheon. It'd be like Hitler 2020, and he's the model, and everything he wants is being done, and we're putting Hitler's communication systems in everywhere that they admit are watching and controlling us. It's just like, what the hell dimension did we wake up in?
I think there's three things going on with the Sinophilia that you're referring to. I think part of it is plain old left-wing ideology. Even though China is a form of corrupt crony capitalism now, there are many communist vestiges there. So there's an ideological sympathy. Some people support China simply because it's the leading counterweight to the free West. These are the same people who would have supported or been sympathetic to the Soviet bloc during the Cold War. But finally, I think the biggest corrupting factor is plain old cash. That's why the NBA cracked down on its people for supporting Hong Kong, even just in tweets. That's why Michael Bloomberg did an interview essentially saying China is not a dictatorship. That's why Hollywood no longer portrays China as the bad guy in movies, because it's all about the money now. And Donald Trump is trying to take on the economic strength of China through tariffs. He's also, you know, trying to blunt their stalking horse, North Korea. But I want to, I sent you a link to a video, Alex, and I wonder if you can have your producers put it on now. We don't need the sound because it's just Chinese language conversation. There's on-screen captions. It's a ordinary guy, not a political activist, not a big shot, who was on a Chinese social media app called WeChat, which is pretty much as big as Facebook. It's got about a billion users. It's got its own payment plan. It's like a combination of Facebook and Amazon. It's that big. So this guy, like a regular guy, was on some chat group, and he criticized the police for seizing a motorcycle. So he's not saying, I want democracy now. He's just saying something like, I wish the cops didn't take that motorcycle. But first of all, look at this terrifying device he's in. It's a form of a torture device. His wrists are strapped in it. His feet are locked into bars there. He's obviously uncomfortable. He looks like he's being sleep deprived. And they show the cops grilling him. They're saying, what's your screen name? When were you on? What were you talking about? Was it a group chat? By the way, they knew all those answers in advance, of course, because under Chinese law, WeChat has to give full access to the People's Liberation Army. And it goes on, and they say, will you apologize to the police? Say you love the police. Say, I'm sorry, Uncle Police. Promise you'll never do this again. So this is a few things. First of all, it's outsourcing censorship to corporations, which I think we see in America and Canada too. And second of all, it shows the total blending of the of the social media internet state with the surveillance state. And finally, and you know this because Paul Joseph Watson of your team has been a real leader on this, and I know you have too, Alex, the concept of social credit, where you get points. You get points taken away for saying bad things. You get points given to you for doing good things. I believe all of the seeds to this this authoritarianism are already planted in North America. You don't see...
Oh, that's all admitted. I mean, we're all adopting the exact same thing. Most of this was built by Silicon Valley and exported there because that's the authoritarian regime where you can test it all out, and the dam is broken, and all that we were and all that protected us is being destroyed, and it's good that Trump's standing up to Huawei coming in here, but it's only from a business perspective. It's the national security issue. And then we have Google, and then Apple's moved to China, as you know, and said, oh, we let the Chinese government in. They have access to everybody's Apple ID. That was in Reuters in February of 2018, and Apple admitted that. So basically, we aren't just marrying Communist China. Communist China is our uncle now, just like the man being tortured, who I guess disappeared off somewhere. And there's like, say you love your uncle, you know, before we send you to the re-education camp. And this is what the police put out to show everyone submitting so they learn that we'll do this to you if you don't submit. I mean, this isn't 1984. This isn't a Netflix movie about a dystopia. This is what we are adopting. This is what we're in Congress with. You know, this is what we're literally merging with.
Yeah. What's so incredible about that video, which you just showed, is that the police obviously released that. No. And other official propaganda arms of the communist regime, they publish details about their social credit system. There's an English language Chinese propaganda arm called Global Times. So it is absolutely dedicated to spreading Chinese propaganda in English to people in Canada, the United States, Australia, UK. And they positively brag about the millions of people every month who are banned from taking a train, taking an airplane, getting an apartment, simply because of their, quote, social credit score. That is, again, when your social media spies on you. And just last week, new legislation was enacted in China that you need facial recognition before they'll even install internet in your home. On January 1st, and you probably know this, there's a new edict coming into China that automatically gives the government backdoor decryption access to all the social media, all the systems in China. It's just automatic. There is no longer any boundary between what tech companies in China know and what the government knows. That comes in on January 1st. So it is the total surveillance state. And as you correctly point out, a lot of that technology was sold to them by Silicon Valley to make money and as a template for trying those things out in the West.
The big thing people have to understand is we're not talking about, again, some fiction or a simulation. This is happening. It's unfolding. It has been abused. It is being abused. It is a post-human world where they admit AI is going to make all your decisions for you. Making humans obsolete is what all the big tech heads say is the singularity where their company takes over reality. And they're all competing for this. It's beyond any megalomania I've ever read about in a history book, and it's happening now.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of dystopian futurists like George Orwell, They had some glimpse of what a surveillance state might look like. Your TV screen spied on you in 1984. So that was very futuristic for George Orwell to imagine that. But you were still able to leave your apartment and go out into the wilderness or something. And there were still things that were underground. I don't think even the most imaginative...
Exactly. Stay there. Back in 2 minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.